Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. I hope you're having a great start to your day and today, whatever it may be in your day. And we're going to just kick this off by, I guess, going for a little bit of a wander through the top 10 as we often do, or nearly always do, in the mornings to kick off what is for us here in Sydney a wonderful Friday. I'm very much looking forward to today's session and then taking a bit of a break over the weekend more than likely. The markets seem to have taken a little bit of a break this week as well. As we can see, we're actually seeing behaviors in the market that are sort of more akin to what we see over a weekend, in the sense that not a great deal is happening on Bitcoin. There's a huge amount of theories being thrown out there at the moment. I mean, I don't recall a time when so many people had so much to say, which I find absolutely fascinating. Let me tell you why. For me, there is absolutely no clarity in this market whatsoever right now. We've not broken to the new monthly lows or weekly lows as far as setting a new lower low. We've not broken down through 6,000 that we've held above it so far this week. We haven't closed below 6,000. There is no 4-hour uptrend. There is no 4-hour downtrend. There is no daily trend. There is no sign of anything remotely certain about this market. Yet here we are with so many people out there talking so much stuff. I find it fascinating. I really, God honestly do. I find it so fascinating that when, for me, things are so unclear as far as Bitcoin's concerned, for a lot of other people, they feel that that's the time to start talking. And it's got to come from, I don't know, desire or, you know, I don't know, what they want, their hope, what they're dreaming about. It's got nothing to do with actual reality. Now, of course, these people, some will be right, some will be wrong. Some won't say anything more, some will. It doesn't really matter. I don't really care what other people are saying in the sense of what they're saying. I've just noticed it recently. The most unclear periods that I've seen, I mean, look, when I was bullish, I was bullish as all hell. I said, we're in an uptrend, therefore I'm bullish. Now, I got called all sorts of things when the market came back down. You know, people saying, how much money did you make? Obviously, you were wrong. Yeah, and that's cool. You know, that's absolutely fine. People also told me that I called a bull market, which isn't the case at all. I said, it's an uptrend, so therefore it's bullish. I know that the definition of bull market in this space means that it's, you know, going to go up forever. That's what the idea is. for people that I've noticed anyway. But right now, we have got absolutely no certainty, absolutely no clarity, and I am absolutely neither bullish nor bearish because we are sideways. If anything, I'd tilt more towards the bearish sentiment because there has been more downward selling pressure than there has been upward buying momentum. That being said, guys, anything could happen at this point. Be wise. This is the thing. If you know what you're looking for, because you know what a trend is and you know how to trade because you've learned how to trade, then you can avoid all that noise. Put yourself in the position of somebody who doesn't know what they're doing. Right now, a lot of the people they follow on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, because these are the places, and YouTube, these are the places everyone gets their information, because, you know, this younger generation, this trading, or this new crypto generation, people just seem to think that they can have everything that they need right there at their fingertips. The problem is they can't disseminate what's fact from fiction, what's good from bad, and this is where the issue around education lies. Now, they're leaning on all these people, listening to what they're having to say. The problem is that there's so much conflict. You know, I'm getting people telling me that we're going to, you know, Bitcoin's bottom and we're about to moon. I'm hearing that sort of stupid language again. No offense if that's how you talk. I've got no issue with that. It's just not my kettle of fish. And, you know, I am who I am and I'll say what I say. And I hold nothing back on that. But the poor people out there that don't know what they're doing, and look, that might be you. You know, I might be one of these people that you listen to and that you watch and that you follow. But you know, you might not know how to differentiate me from, you know, somebody who knows what they're doing, i.e. me, and somebody who's got absolutely no idea, a turkey in a hurricane. Yet they might have Instagram followers more than me. They might have more Twitter. They might have more Facebook. They probably do. But they don't know what they're bloody talking about. So be careful to what you listen to out there, guys. Looking at Bitcoin, there's nothing I'd like to say other than that there's nothing going on. Ethereum remains in its downtrend. I want to see more of a pullback. I mean, if I'm looking at this on all time frames, there's not really one that I love. Bitcoin Cash is in exactly the same kettle of fish there, guys. EOS has pulled back and is moving low, but I can see, you know, there's no trading opportunities there for me that I can see. Cardano also retested the 10-period moving average. Lumens remains holding in that range. It hasn't broken those lows. It still remains in the top 10, one of the stronger out of the lot. NEO again, nothing there for me. I'd like to see it pull back further on the daily. The same can be said for IOTA, the same for Ripple. I mean, Ripple has pulled back. There's been some great trading opportunities. It looks as though, oh, geez, the people that are taking that trade from way back at 42 cents, we're now, you know, had the stop down about 30 on a one and a half cent stop. So a really great move, but it looks as though maybe stopped out overnight. And again, Litecoin looks like it needs a bit more of a pullback. So right now, guys, the God honest truth for me is there's nothing on. From that top 10, there's nothing on for me. Not a goddamn thing. The direction across the top 10 is overwhelmingly more bearish than bullish. That's just based on trend. But Bitcoin has absolutely no idea what it's doing. And because it has no idea what it's doing, and because the trend has no idea of what it's doing, therefore, I don't either, nor does anybody else. Be aware, there are times to trade and there are times to stay out. Right now, I'm talking more about Bitcoin than anything else here, because there are some good trends out there. Right now, it is a market to be avoided if you are a trader and you trade trend. Why? Because if your first rule is look for optimal chart structure, i.e. you've learnt from me, and you need clean, smooth, flowing, trending charts, then Bitcoin doesn't have it. So any opinions outside of that, in my opinion, are complete guesses because there's no certainty there at all. I'll leave you with that. Have a great day and a great weekend, guys. Also, if you love what I'm doing here, I'm going to make one thing very clear. I want you to let other people know. It would mean the world to me. I want to grow this audience. I want to be able to help more people. You know I'm passionate. You know I love what I'm doing here. If you like this, share it in your Facebook groups. It's a good podcast. Your Slack groups, your Telegram group, whatever it may be. If there are people in crypto and if you like this, chances are they do too. If you want to get more exclusive information from me in video form, go to tradercobb.com and sign up for the free bi-weekly video newsletter. I probably don't mention it enough. You should go and do it because it's free. We don't spam you. It's content for you twice a week. Have a good one, guys. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out tradercobb.com because experience matters.